Your Bible to Matthew chapter number 6. We'll get to our time in Scripture tonight. Matthew chapter number 6. I'm grateful to have the opportunity to go and reach people in Kenya with the gospel. What an amazing trip they must have had. Matthew chapter number 6. We're going to start in verse number 25. Tonight, I'd like to preach you a message entitled, I'm Not Worried About It. I'm not worried about it. We all carry worries. We all carry some anxiety with us. But I want to give you simple truths as to what Christ has to say about worrying, about anxiety itself. Verse number 25 of Matthew chapter number 6 says the following, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what shall ye drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit into his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Sodom in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe ye, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or witherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Let's pray before we begin, shall we? Lord God, just thank you so much for everything you've done for us. Lord, bless us. Just give some encouraging, simple truths from your word this evening. Lord, I pray that these would be a help to maybe someone who's worrying about things tonight. Just doesn't really know what's going to happen next. It's kind of looking almost as it seems off a cliff, and it just doesn't seem like the next step is available to take. But Lord, I pray that you would show us exactly what you want from your word as far as our worries and anxiety are concerned. I pray that you bless in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, I think as human beings, we all carry, like I said, anxiety, some worries about us. And, you know, some of our worries are kind of petty things and some things that you look back and you say, I have no idea why I was worried about that. I mean, some of the things that I think of when I was a kid, my mom still kind of jokes about this every now and then, and she's not here again, so I can say this openly. I used to ask my mom what was for dinner at like 8 a.m., I used to say, Mom, what's for dinner tonight? And she used to joke around with me because if you know me well, you know my least favorite food is meatloaf. In fact, I'd rather be bitten by a snake, as you know this morning. That's my biggest fear in life is snakes. I'd rather be bitten by a snake than eat meatloaf, okay? I hate meatloaf. If you've ever seen, it plays on repeat on Christmas. I'm referencing a movie again, by the way. The Christmas Story, where the kid is at the dinner table, and his mom, you know, gets him to eat the meatloaf. You know, the kid's like, meatloaf, beatloaf, I hate meatloaf. I remember that movie because I probably watched it 75 times. But I hate meatloaf, and one of the things that I worried about as a kid was, is mom going to cook meatloaf for dinner? You know, as kids, we have small worries and small fears. But I learned very quickly that as adults, those fears and those worries continue to grow and to continue to expand into serious things. Like, where am I going to get the car payment? Or how am I going to pay for this? Or what does this person think of this? Or, man, I hope I don't lose my job. Or, I mean, it could be any of those following things. And we all carry with us worries and fears. And during this time period, there was a people group that really just had no money, had nothing. And so when they come before Jesus and Jesus is teaching them, he's telling them, listen, I want you to stop considering how you're going to get your next meal. I want you to stop worrying about what clothes you're going to be able to put on. You see, the people during this time period, they had trouble with that. They were oppressed. They were oppressed by a cruel government. And so they weren't able to necessarily all the time make ends meet. So these are some of the things that they did worry about. But if we were talking about today and the things that we worry about as in our modern times, it might be a car payment, it might be a house payment, it might be a rent, it might be your job, it might be someone in your family is sick, it might be something of that effect. And what does Jesus say? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So tonight I'd like to talk to you about not worrying in a time that is very worrisome. You know, in this country, there are definitely a lot of things to worry about. Even in this world in which we live today, there's a lot of things that you and I could probably name that we can be worried about. This past week, I was just even thinking about how fast even 10 months has flown. Most of you know why. I know how fast that time has flown. Our little girl is almost a year old. She'll be a year old in about a month's time. And she's 10 and a half or 10 and three quarters months now, which is pretty amazing. It's awesome to just see how much she's grown. And this week she even, it's like, you know, you look at her and she even has her own character now, you know. She's got her own little personality. This past week when we went down to Gatlinburg, we had a great time. We were spending some time with her and she developed almost a little attitude. And I was like, come on, already? Seriously? You're 10 months old, kid. And you know, I think about her and I think about how time has flown. But then I worry. I worry about, you know, what this world is going to be like when she's 17, 18 years old. I worry about things like that. I worry about what's going to be available for her. What kind of life is she going to have? What is she going to be able to do? And I worry about things like this, but Jesus said, take no thought on the morrow. Don't think about tomorrow. Deal with what I've given you today. And you know, tonight, I really just want to encourage you. I want to help you. I want to be a blessing to you. And so tonight, I really want to just give you five truths to help a Christian stay grounded in an ungrounded world. Five truths to help Christians to remain worry-free. The first truth that I want to look at today based upon Scripture, I'm going to kind of go backwards through this passage, but primarily I'm going to stay right in Matthew 6 tonight. Take a look at verse number 32. It says, for after all these things do the Gentiles seek. In other words, he's claiming what to eat, what to drink, how I'm going to be clothed, all those different kind of things. That's what the Gentiles think. And even in our spiritual realm today, we can even say that's what the world thinks about. That's what the non-Christian might think about. But here's what he has to say. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Let me tell you something. There is one truth that is absolutely going to even give us freedom from worry. And it's the one truth that really covers all. But there is a dynamic truth that God is your Father. And if God is my Father, I don't have to worry. If God is my Father, then I don't have to worry about what's coming next because He's got it under control. You know, when I think about God and there's a biblical word that we use, and it's kind of a long word. It's a tough word to understand. It's called omnipresence. Omnipresence. It means He's in all places at all times at once, which is amazing to think about. A God who is almighty, who's at all places at all times at once, and that's really what the Bible talks about. And when you think about that, God's already three steps ahead, so He knows what's coming. So why am I worried about what's next? Why am I worried about what's coming after this when God's already there? God already knows what's going to happen. And what He tells us is, listen, don't take any thought on tomorrow. Deal with what you've got to deal with today. I want you to live for me today and then live for me tomorrow. And then live for, and it's the same story every single day. Why? Because He's already gone ahead of us. Why do we have to worry about tomorrow? You might have come in here tonight as a visitor, and I'm so glad that you're here with us. In fact, I would tell you to come back. I'm the assistant pastor. Pastor Juan is assistant pastor. Our senior pastor's on vacation, getting a little bit of breathing time for a couple weeks. I encourage you to come on back, and it'd be a joy for you to be able to hear him preach, okay? I joke around with our church family that I'm like the D team, okay? I'm the 12th man on the squad. So if you come on back, I know you'll be a privilege to be able to hear Pastor Weigel preach and be able to enjoy him preaching from the Word of God. But anyway, when we think about even coming into this place, you might have come in here with your own worries. You might have come in here and it's your first time in church and you're kind of worried about what this place is going to be like. It's different. I've never been to church before, or I've been to church and I was a real young kid and it might have been a different kind of church, maybe a Catholic church, Presbyterian church, whatever it may come. And maybe the experience wasn't so great. And you might have come in just kind of a little bit worried about what was going on. You might have even come in with worries of your own of what happens next, meaning what happens in the next life, okay? What happens when I die? And I can tell you the Bible has an answer for that worry as well. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." The Bible says also in Romans chapter number 10, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Let me tell you that the Bible gives us an answer to what comes next. The Bible gives us an answer to eternal life. And the Bible tells us, "These things have I written unto you that ye may know that ye have eternal life." In other words, the Bible wants you to be sure of your salvation. The Bible wants you to be sure that you are on your way to heaven. The Bible wants you to be sure that you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And tonight, if you've come in here honestly worrying about heaven, worrying about what's going to happen next, worrying about, hey, I don't know if I've got all my affairs in order, so to speak, in this life spiritually. So what happens when I die? Let me tell you, Jesus Christ died and paid the price for your sins. Why? Because the Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That's something to worry about, right? But Jesus paid the price. The Bible says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." And again, in Romans 10, it says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You're worried about your sin. You're worried about what you've done wrong. You've worried, and it's almost like Satan has kind of pounded you down about what you've done in this life. Let me tell you, it doesn't matter what you've done. It matters about what Jesus did on the cross. And if you've come in here with that worry can be settled tonight. So we worry. We worry. Why? Because sometimes we don't realize, or maybe it's not that we don't realize, we just don't think of the fact that God is my Father, and he's two steps ahead. He knows our needs, and he knows how much we can handle. That's what it says in verse number 32. "Hey, your heavenly Father, he knows what you need." So why worry? The second truth that I want to give you is that, and this is very special, and I talked about this a little bit in choir, and this might take a minute to explain, so bear with me. The second truth to help us not to worry in this life is that we are created in God's image. You say, all right, you lost me there. Well, why don't you take a look at verse number 26. "Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they?" And then verse number 28, take a look at this. "And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these." God created us more special than the birds. God created us more special than the plants. God created us as his special creation. We are created in his image. And if you don't think that God is going to take care of his special creation, then you're a little bit off. God's going to take care of those he created in his image. That's why when we had a sin problem, God took care of it himself. And he went to the cross and he died for us. That's why when his children call unto him in prayer, he answers us. We are created by him and for him. We are created in his image. We are not a beast. We are not a fowl of the air who God still takes care of them, right? The Bible says, hey, the fowls of the air, they don't sow and they don't do any work, and yet They're fed. They're taken care of. So why is it that we don't think that God's going to take care of us? Sometimes we worry because we don't realize who we are. You know, oftentimes I know we talk about our debt and our sin problem. But sometimes we've even got to consider the fact that we are God's creation. And we are made in His image. And I was talking to the choir earlier. And I was talking to them specifically about the goings-on in Virginia. Okay, many of you know about the race riots and everything. And I've got to tell you, and to be very transparent about it, I think it's disgusting. I think it's disgusting what's going on. I think if we're all created in God's image and Jesus Christ died for us all, then no one has any right to be racist against someone else. That's just my 2 cents, by the way. You can take that to the bank. When you think about why we don't have to worry, it's because of how God created us. Not only is God our Father, not only are we God's special creation and we are valued by God, but number three, worry doesn't bring any profit. Worry doesn't bring any profit. Take a look at verse number 27. Jesus is a little bit humorous here. He says, which of you by taking thought, in other words, which of you by worrying can add one cubit unto his stature? He says, what is worrying going to gain you? What is worrying going to profit you? What is it going to bring you? It doesn't bring you anything. It brings you frustration. It brings you sleepless nights. Trust me, I've been there. In fact, when I think about anxiety, I know someone very personally that deals with it and struggles with it. It's difficult. You face sleepless nights. You face tough days. And it's hard to deal with. But what does it profit you? It profits nothing. But what does profit? Philippians chapter number 4, verse number 6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. Let me tell you what profits us in those times of worry, in those times of doubt, in those times of fear, prayer. Amen. Bringing our requests before God, bringing the things that we do worry about before God, that's what's going to profit. Not worrying, not spending sleepless nights, not wondering what's going to happen next or how I'm going to pay rent or how this family member is going to come around or whatever you're dealing with. Prayer is the answer. Amen. God is the answer. Bringing it to Him, seeking Him first. That's the answer. So God is our Father. We are created in His image, and worry brings no profit. But you know, there's a truth that, number four, there's a plan. And Jesus gave us the plan. Take a look at verse number 31. Actually, I'm sorry, verse number 32, we'll start there. For after all these things did the Gentiles seek to, really even in this verse, they seek these things and they seek them to settle their own worries. And then he says, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. And he says, verse number 33, this is very important. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So in my life, is there a plan? Is there something that I need to do to stop me from worrying? Yeah, there is a plan. Seek the kingdom of God. Seek it first. Before worrying about what's next, seek the kingdom of God first. Seek God's plan. Seek what He wants in the situation. Seek how He's going to settle it rather than how you're going to do it. How you're going to handle it. How you're going to take it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's the plan. You know, it helps me to worry less when there's a plan. When we got ready to kind of go away and we left at midnight this past, what was it, Saturday night, not last night, but the week before. You know, the one thing that is good when you're traveling, especially with a 10-month-old, is having a plan. And I can tell you honestly that our trip did not start out very well, okay? In fact, we ended up making several wrong turns even within the first, like, hour. And it was almost like, look, you want to just go home? Why? Because we didn't make a plan. You know, when you don't make a plan, sometimes things go awry, right? Things kind of go sour. And I believe the same goes in our life for our worry times. Things go sour really fast when there's no plan. But Jesus gave us a plan. The plan is to seek the kingdom of God first. Before you worry, before you get down on yourself, before you start dealing with that, seek his kingdom and his righteousness. Seek him out. And then he says, all these things will be added unto you. I don't know how that works. I really don't. But God, how is seeking your kingdom and righteousness going to take care of my rent? I don't know, but that's the plan he gave us. And if I believe that God's word is truth, then, hey, I need to follow that plan, right? I don't know how that works, but it works. I don't know how, honestly, you know, just coming out of college and having to pay a school bill and to be honest with you, I don't know how it works. I don't know how it works without a loan. I don't know how it works without all that stuff, but it does. Why? Because if you're seeking God's righteousness and his plan, he'll make it work. Why shouldn't I worry? Why am I not worried about it? Because God's my Father. He made me in his image. I'm his special creation. Worry doesn't bring me any profit. There is a plan. And again, number five, simply, tomorrow is in God's hands. Tomorrow is in God's hands. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So God says, listen, don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about the next day. Take care of today. I wonder, Christian, today, if you're worried, if you've got anxiety about something, if something is just kind of nailing you down. I've been there. I know what that's like. I know what it's like to feel like you just can't get off the floor, so to speak. Like you've got a heavy weight on your shoulders or on your chest, and it's just like you just can't get up. And every single time you think of it a little bit more, it's like that worry is dropping a dumbbell on you. Just weighing you down. I know what that feels like. But I also know what it feels like to trust God and feel like that weight is just lifted. I know what that's like too. I can tell you which one is better. Which one is easier to live with. God's got a great plan for us. It's a plan that's worry-free. If you'll trust him. And I think the last thing that I want to leave you with tonight is trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And when you think about leaning on God, I've used this before. When you lean on something, you put all your weight on it. Everything. Everything is placed on this pulpit. I know this pulpit can handle me. Now, if I try to put all my weight on this, I don't know if that's going to work. I'm 200 and something pounds, okay? So that's a little too heavy for that. But I know that I can lean on God because he can handle it. In fact, I can't handle standing up on my own, so to speak, in life. I need to lean on him. Amen. I need to allow him to carry me. And in that moment, when I just trust him, I'm not worried. Christian, are you worried? Are you worried? Are you here tonight visiting maybe? Are you here tonight even in church? And you're worried about what's next? You're worried about what's going to happen after this life. You're worried about your sin. You're worried about what happens next. There's an answer for that. Christian, are you worried? Because Jesus said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So tonight, leave your worries at the altar. Tonight, leave all your worries in your seat and walk out knowing that God is in control. As we close tonight, as I bow my head to pray, and as we stand, and not yet, but as we stand to sing our invitation song, if you don't know for sure that Jesus Christ is your Savior, that you have a relationship with Him, I encourage you to come on down, and I'll meet you down here, and I'll show you from the Bible how you can know for sure that heaven will be your home. I can show you how you can know tonight that you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and you can walk out worry-free of what's next. Christian, if you're worried about something, He's your Father, and He wants to hear from you. So why don't you come and tell Him? Let's pray. Lord God, just thank You so much that we can live a life that is without worry because of what You've done for us and what You continue to do for us. Lord, I pray that these points maybe just were an encouragement to someone. Maybe someone just kind of dealing with burdens and they needed a helping hand. So Lord, I pray that that might have been it tonight. God, I pray that You bless in this invitation. Lord, I pray that You would help us to come to You and, as Your word says, cast all our cares on You. Because God, You care for us and You love us. And what an encouraging thought that is. Bless us, Lord, in this invitation. In Jesus' name, amen.